And now, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay, he's a successful entrepreneur, published author, top listing agent, a real estate and finance expert that goes to bat for you every day as a consumer advocate. Your host and the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rhymes.
And welcome to the Consumer Quarterback Show. Thank you so much for spending some time with us here on the program. We always want to be your consumer advocate, help make you more street smart as a consumer advocate here in Tampa Bay. 10 years on air now, celebrating 10-year anniversary coming up in late July, and real excited about that. A lot of growth around the real estate company as well. And we're so happy you chose to spend some time with us here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. We're online at consumerqb.com. You can see links there to all of our expert contributors. We have over 80 different categories, 50-plus show partners at consumerqb.com. You can see links there to some of them. And we'll make sure that we give you that great advice. Any questions you may have, attorney Millie Athanason on the program today. She's going to be able to answer a lot of these questions. We also are going to talk about a new bill that Governor Ron DeSantis should be signing. It's passed the House and the Senate. It's a new alimony bill. She's going to give us updates of that. So keeping you informed as our audience is one of our highest priorities. Millie also works on family law, estate planning, personal injury law. So we're going to dive deep into that alimony bill here in just a moment. Also coming up, Alex Lima is going to join me in studio, co-host for the day, and we're going to talk about some of the different current events, things happening out there in the world of self-defense. Self-defense is becoming a borderline illegal activity in this country, so we're going to discuss that here with that Marine story that happened out of New York City subway. So more with that coming up. Before we do, we like to feature our real estate listings live on air as part of our strategy to help our sellers profit more and sell faster, utilizing our innovations with radio, TV, and internet marketing. Maximum exposure equals maximum profit for our sellers with one of the highest list price to sell price ratios in all of Tampa Bay. All right, we got a hot new listing here at 605 Monterey Avenue. This is a beautiful home, and I just love the floor plan here in the pool. It's just a beautiful property. 605 Monterey Avenue in Clearwater. You got three bedrooms, two baths, 2,163 square feet, and you are in a non-evacuation, non-flood zone in Clearwater, Florida. This is beautiful Pinellas County. You have newer water heaters, roof AC, circular driveway, large courtyard, additional parking pad as well, and just a beautiful pool in your private backyard. There's no neighbor to one side as well there. Screened-in pool, beautiful home, residential property right here in Clearwater, Florida, beautiful Tampa Bay. We also have a new listing at 3310 Briarwood Circle. 3310 Briarwood Circle, that is in Safety Harbor, Florida, another Pinellas County beauty. Three bedrooms, two bath, 1,387 square feet. This is a Florida lifestyle, sophisticated ranch-style home built in 1983. Maple wood flooring, vaulted ceilings, just a gorgeous property. You got a Florida room surrounded with beautiful windows, letting in all that natural lighting. And it's a prime central location. 3310 Briarwood Circle, Safety Harbor. You can see all of our real estate listings at platinummvpteam.kw.com. That's right. And a quick shout out to Discovery Golf Cars, longtime friends of the Consumer Quarterback Show. They hooked me up with my beautiful Keller Williams red golf cart. We love to go door knocking with the team. We'll take the team out door knocking in different neighborhoods around our listings. Also, the dogs love to go for a ride. Charlie and Carter love to go for a ride on our golf cart. They've got utility. They've got the EasyGo, Star EV, Cushman, DiscoveryGolfCars.com. Let them know the Real Estate Quarterback sent you. All right. Welcome back, attorney Millie Athanason. So great to have you in studio.
Oh, it's always great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. My pleasure. And I really appreciate the fact and respect the fact that you stay in tune and you stay well-read, as we were kind of joking before the show. Governor DeSantis has this new alimony bill. Do you think he's going to sign it?
It's expected. They're saying, you know, the powers that be are saying that he's expected to sign it any day now.
Awesome. What's in it?
So it's if it does go into effect, it'll go into effect July 1st. So it's right around the corner. What's in it is it's redefining the life of a marriage. So previously, or currently, I should say, a short-term marriage is defined as anything under 7 years. A moderate-term marriage is between 10 and 17 years, and a long-term marriage is defined as more than 17 years. Mm-hmm. Well, under the new law, a short-term marriage will now be defined as anything under 10 years. Between 10 and 20 years is going to be a moderate-term marriage, and anything over 20 years will now be a long-term marriage.
Okay.
And the reason why that's important, because people say, well, what difference does that make, how long we were married? Well,
right.
It matters as to the types of alimony that you can get and the amount of time that you can receive alimony.
Right.
So it's very important to know that point. Previously, under the old or under the current law, I keep wanting to say old law, but the current law.
Soon to be old,
yeah. Yes. Is that kind of like me, soon to be old, right?
All of us.
Yeah, I guess the alternative isn't good, so we'll go with that one. But under the current law, you can get permanent alimony if you have a long-term marriage. But they're doing away with permanent alimony under this proposed new statute.
Mm.
And so what that means is that you can get durational alimony. And people ask, well, what is durational alimony? Well, currently what that means is that, like, in a moderate-term marriage, you can get durational alimony, but you can't get more than the life of the marriage. So if the marriage was 15 years, you couldn't get durational alimony for more than 15 years. Well, under this new law, it goes by category. So if you have a short-term marriage, you can't get alimony for more than 50% of the marriage. So if you were married 9 years, you can get it. The maximum time that you can get it is 4.5 years.
Hmm.
If it's a moderate term marriage, that 10 to 20 year period, you can get up to 60% of the length of the marriage. And if it's a long term marriage, greater than 20 years, you can get alimony for up to 75% of the term of your marriage. And the term of the marriage is defined as the date you get married up until the date somebody filed for divorce.
Interesting. What's the pros and cons here? I wonder why this legislation came about.
So they've been doing this like 3 or 4 times. They've made this attempt now to reform alimony. The way I like to discuss it is that the law is reactive to societal change.
Okay.
We're not proactive. We kind of are playing catch up as things happen, as our society changes, then the rules kind of change to catch up to what's going on in society. So with alimony, it used to be the traditional household where, you know, mom stays home, takes care of the children, does the laundry, does the cooking, wears her pearls and sweeps the floor, you know, the June Cleaver type of thing.
Yeah, so, 70s and 80s.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So, well, we're out of that now. Now you got women that are out there. Some of them are better executives than their husbands.
Yep.
You know, so you've got a lot of societal change going on. The glass ceiling, while many argue that it's still present, is certainly, I'm going to say, at least has a clearer path that many women have been able to navigate their way through.
Yeah.
And they're able to be self-supporting and or can support themselves pretty well given the circumstances.
Right.
You know, so now because of that, they're saying, well, wait a minute, just because you were married and you were a stay-at-home mom doesn't mean that you're going to be able to collect alimony for the rest of your life.
Right.
Because that's what permanent alimony is. The other component is that our society is living longer. So, you know, whereas previously the life expectancy for the average male was in the mid-60s, currently it's 78, right? And it's only going to continue to get higher.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, because people are living longer, if you say that somebody is going to have to pay permanent alimony, well, how long is that? That could be.
I had a family member that dealt with that, and it was, you know, and then the other person intentionally did not marry just to collect that money.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
It's funny how human nature, you know, kind of leads. That's actually a biblical thing. You know, I'm into Dennis Prager's books. He's got a series called Rational Bible. It's the first, you know, the Torah, the first 5 books of the Bible. But anyways, it's a sidebar. But yeah, people, in generally speaking, want to be taken care of, and almost in a sense where versus freedom, you know, in some cases.
Sure. And it makes it hard. And so that you know, the court is allowed to consider if somebody's in a supportive relationship.
Yeah.
So if somebody isn't, if they're just shacking up, but they're not married, and let's say the new boyfriend or the new girlfriend, whoever is paying a bulk of the bills.
Right.
Well, that's important to know and can affect the alimony that you receive.
Right.
Because if somebody else is paying down your living expenses, that means that your need for alimony isn't as great as it would be if you were living on your own.
Right.
So the court can now consider all of those factors and make changes appropriately.
Right.
The other thing the statute talks about, too, is that everyone has the right to retire. So when, you know, you ask why are we doing away with permanent alimony, it's for one of that. That's one of the reasons is because it's contemplated that you're going to retire at some point. And it says that basically the retirement age is defined as what the Social Security Administration says or what is customary for your profession. So, for example, Social Security says that I get to retire and get full Social Security when I'm 67. Okay. Right. So that means that at 67, that would be considered the retirement age.
Right.
But not all professions work that way. There are certain professions where there's no mandatory retirement at a certain age. You can continue to go on. But it depends on whether you do or not. If you're making steps towards retirement, then the court is going to consider that versus somebody who's just planning on working indefinitely.
Sure.
So because some people don't have like a retirement plan, they're just going to work till they just can't work anymore.
We're talking with attorney Millie Athanason here on the Consumer Quarterback Show, local attorney. Talk to and support the local economy by supporting our local area business owners. And we have one of the best in the studio here, attorney Millie Athanason, family law, estate planning law, personal injury law. We're talking about Governor DeSantis' potential to sign this bill into law about the alimony, changes to alimony. So she's a specialist in family law, divorce situations, and yeah, so that makes a lot of sense. You know, these different changes in the lifestyle. And look at the American lifestyle, right? You had, you know, you, like you said, the leave it to Beaver, the cleavers, right? The whole, you know, so we went from a society where, you know, one income could support the household.
Right.
And then now, you know, I think to a demise of some areas, you know, especially, you know, when you look into, you know, the morals and values of this country right now. Both parents are out to work. The kids come home at 3 o'clock after school to an empty home. Who's raising them, right? The YouTubers and these video
Google.
Games and Google. Yeah, exactly. Right. So, you know, in a lot of ways, our society has moved in a wrong direction. I really feel like, you know, wow, how great would it be if we could survive on that, you know, that income, that one income earner these days. But now it's, you know, a large percentage. It'd be interesting to see what percentage of households are you know, dual working, you know,
households,
you know, households in there. Yep.
Yeah. And one of the things that I hear a lot from people or obligors, people that would have to pay alimony is, well, wait a minute. You know, if I have to pay alimony, what's going to happen to my I have to start over. I have to start a new life.
Right.
And so am I going to be able to do that if I'm paying out a large portion of my salary to alimony to my former spouse? So that's a major concern. Under this new proposed statute, it basically says that it's – because alimony is based on need and ability to pay.
Okay.
So the need of the person receiving, the ability to pay of the person paying. So if the person – we go by the person's actual need, the person that needs the alimony, we either look at their need or at a maximum they can get 35% of the difference – between the obligee's in net monthly income and the obligor's net monthly income.
Okay.
So it puts kind of a cap on how much alimony can actually be received so that a spouse doesn't have to worry. They'll know that, okay, the maximum exposure that I have is this percentage of the difference between the net monthly incomes.
Yeah.
Right.
So, reminds me of that when you're saying need, it reminds me of that movie Friday. It just jumped in my head. It says, you know, the dad says, you need to get a job. You know, like, one of those things, right? But we got to take a break there. When we come back, Millie Athanason, attorney Millie Athanason here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. We're going to dive deeper into that. Also want to touch on some of the estate planning law and personal injury law. I'm going to ask her if there's anything new legislation in those places as well. Attorney Millie Athanason here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. You can check us out online. Please follow us online. We'd love to connect with you at Brandon Rhymes 1 at CQB Show, as well as our website, consumerqb.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Grant Cardone, and you've been listening to the phenomenal Brandon Rhymes, the Consumer Quarterback Show.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-917-1894 online at consumerqb.com.
Dennis Prager here for Brandon and Lindsay Rhymes, owners of the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams. Buying, selling, investing in real estate, their nationwide Keller Williams network makes them the best team to work with. Sellers, have your property featured live on air, creating multiple offers. Buyers, leverage a unique system that gets your offer accepted, never overlooked. Call or text 813-750-0550, 813-750-0550, or consumerqb.com.
I want to give a special thanks to Satellite Phone Store. They just hooked me up with this beautiful satellite phone, and it's a gorgeous phone. It's a great device. It's a safety device as well. Think about it. If you're out on the boat 40, 50 miles out, maybe you're going hunting or you're going hiking in the woods somewhere, you run out of cell phone service, or who knows, maybe a possible terrorist attack. It's not like our politicians aren't entrenched in all this stuff going on overseas, all over the place, all over the world. Could be a terrorist attack. They could attack the power grid. They could attack the cell phones. Who knows what they're going to attack next. SAT123.com/REQB. SAT for satellite, SAT123.com/REQB, like real estate quarterback.
You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, online at consumerqb.com. Brandon is Tampa Bay's number one consumer advocate for real estate and financial advice. Call Brandon today at 813-917-1894.
All right, welcome back. Brandon Rimes here, your host of the Consumer Quarterback Show, always helping you win in any marketplace. My wife, Lindsay, and I own a top 100 ranked real estate team here in Tampa Bay. And part of our strategy is to help sellers sell faster for more money when they're selling their real estate property. So if you're thinking about listing, we'd love to talk to you. You can reach out to the hotline. Or if you need any advice or want to be connected to any of our expert contributors, 727-263-3707. Just call the hotline at 727-263-3707. You can call or text that line. It's an off-air number. All right, hot listing here at 3704 Berger Road in Lutz, Florida. We have a mansion for sale, a 10,000-square-foot home, estate-style home, beautiful property here, $2.4 million listing of mine. We've got 10 bedrooms, 12 baths. It's got no CDD or HOA. You got an indoor pool area, full bar, and an oversized deck. Just a beautiful property. Just think of some of the parties you could throw there, family gatherings, fun time, full tennis court, library, movie theater, sauna, two master suites, and a grand balcony. 3704 Berger Road in Lutz, Florida. Beautiful property in Hillsborough County. One of our hot luxury listings from the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. Also, 14 Baywood Drive, another one of our Palm Harbor homes. This is a beautiful property. What I love about this community is you have a private community boat ramp with boat docks, so you can park your boat in your backyard and just trailer it down to the end of the street, put your boat in, and go out and enjoy the beautiful Gulf of Mexico, go fishing, or just enjoy a day out at Honeymoon Island and kind of posting up out there in the sandbar areas. 14 Baywood Drive, Palm Harbor, Florida. This is Pinellas County, 2,913 square feet, four bedrooms, three bath, completely remodeled three-story home. You got a wood-burning fireplace in the living room, vaulted ceilings, and just a gorgeous kitchen also. Beautiful property. You can see all of our listings at platinummvpteam.kw.com. This is God's country. All right, we're talking with attorney Millie Athanason here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. I wanted to touch on, we can go back to that alimony subject if you covered everything. If not, I wanted to just touch on a little bit about estate planning as well as personal injury. Anything new going on there?
Well, in personal injury, definitely there is something new. And I know we had talked about that, I think, a couple of weeks ago. But one of the main changes in the law is that we used to be a purely comparative negligence state. And what that means is that if we're in a car accident, and even if the accident, let's say you and I got in an accident and the accident was, you know, 90% my fault, I could still go after you for the 10% of my injuries. So it was pure, that's what pure comparative negligence
right.
is. Well, the law has changed now, and it's saying that your claim is barred if you're more than 51% at fault. So if you're more than half at fault, you cannot make a recovery against someone that you believe caused the automobile accident.
Yeah.
Obviously, the issue of fault is an issue that would be determined by the jury. But, I mean, certainly it changes the way that we do business because, you know, if it looks from the facts and circumstances after we investigate and we take on a case
right.
that we're not going to be able to make a recovery.
Yeah.
Well, we have to, you know, state that to the client and we may not be able to help them.
And a lot of it is how you handle yourself on location. I'm thinking of a car accident, right?
Correct.
You know, if you handle it in a sense where, you know, your mouth is kind of vomiting, you know, you hear that vomiting, right? You're saying, oh, I'm so sorry, I made this mistake or whatever it might have been. No, tell us what we should do when we have that situation.
Right. You certainly should, call the police, get a record of the report, or if you can't do that or don't have time for that, you can do a self-report of accident. But yes, you don't say anything about, I'm sorry, I didn't do that. If you don't believe the accident is your fault,
right,
then you stay fast. And when the police come, because keep in mind, 99% of the time when you call the police didn't witness the accident.
Right.
They arrive after the fact.
Exactly.
So basically they're looking at like skid marks on the roads. They're looking at the positioning of the vehicle. They're looking to the damages on the vehicles. And they're also talking to the participants involved in the accident to see which who they believe is telling the truth as to what happened. But it's best not to make a lot of statements other than tell, you know, you do have a duty to cooperate with the police officer if you call them or somebody calls them and they're investigating an accident. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that you have to sit there and be apologetic and say, I did it. It was all my fault or what have you. So, and if you're unsure how to act, I mean, obviously give us a call. I mean, I've gotten numerous calls over my career from people at the scene of an accident saying, hey, Millie, what do I do?
Yeah.
And I always tell them, okay, you know, remain calm, make sure your car is out of the way so that you are not obstructing traffic and that you don't, that you're safe. You're not
any
at
further
risk.
Further damage.
Exactly.
Yep.
And then, you know, if you're injured, don't move a lot because, you know, let them come and check you out. You may need to go to the emergency
room. Get your cell phone out.
Get your cell phone out and take pictures. I always say pictures are worth, you know, 1,000 words and thousands of dollars.
That's right. So, yeah. That's right.
You know, so make sure that you
document.
Get absolutely. Not only of the car itself, but get the inside of the car. Did the airbags deploy? Was there some damage on the inside? Did somebody bounce forward? Did, you know, are there skid marks?
Yeah.
Are there, is broken glass involved?
Yeah.
All those kinds of things. So the inside and the outside of the vehicle, as well as the roadway is definitely important. And also, if you're able to, take pictures of the other person's vehicle that hit you.
Absolutely.
So that you have that information and you can show where the damage is.
Their plate tags, get everything.
Get all of the information.
I had an accident a couple years ago, and I got out and I told the officer exactly my point of view. I said, I wanted this to be on record. She pulled out in front of me. There was no way to avoid her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm making sure it's known. All right, so we got a couple minutes left here. Attorney Millie Athanason, local area attorney, work with the attorneys associated with this show, family law, estate planning, personal injury. So let's touch on estate planning.
Oh, gosh. Well, I can't say that there's been a lot of new changes legislatively relative to estate planning. But the main thing I can tell you with regard to that is that you need to have an estate plan.
Yes.
So many people don't have a will. They don't have a trust. They don't have anything.
Right.
They're just bobbling through life. And it makes a difference when you die without a will.
Right.
I mean, it makes it more complicated. It makes it a lot more difficult for your loved ones to sort through the mess. It can have negative tax consequences. I mean, a lot of things can happen if you don't plan. What is that adage that if you fail to plan, you plan to fail?
Right.
Right. So if you have an estate plan and you know what you want to do, and particularly people think, well, I'm young. I don't need a plan. Well, if you have small children, you need a plan. What if you and your spouse pass away? Who's going to take care of your kids?
That's right. Yep. If you're planning, you know, all these different celebrities passed away, you know, Tony Soprano, Robert Gandolfini, all these different people have passed over the years and left a lot of money on the table for their family, put them through all the extra court cases and time. We're almost out of our time, Millie, today, but I think 833-ASK-MILLIE.
That's correct.
One of your hotlines, 833-ASK-MILLY.
Yes.
833-ASK-MILLIE, also online.
Yes, at athanasonlaw.com. And our office is located at 2318 U.S. Highway 19 in Holiday, Florida.
Holiday, Florida.
Yes.
Great place to be, Tampa Bay.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, hey, thanks for the updates there. The alimony bill, that was a great update for us. We'll see if that goes into play. Comparative negligence is the term to think about with personal injury. And 833-ASK-MILLIE. Millie Athanason, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
My pleasure. All right, taking a quick break. Coming back, Alex Black Belt Lima. We're going to talk some self-defense. We're going to talk about some different stories in the news here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. We'll be right back. Consumer Quarterback Show, ConsumerQB.com.
Thanks for listening to My Daddy's Show. Please make sure to send him all of your real estate deals and subscribe to the Consumer Quarterback Show podcast on iTunes and Spotify, or check out our YouTube channel. Have a blessed day.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-917-1894. Online at ConsumerQB.com.
You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay. Online at ConsumerQB.com.
All right, welcome back. Brandon Rimes here, Consumer Quarterback Show. We're a top 100 ranked real estate team here in Tampa Bay. We have a unique advantage with our radio and TV show syndication. So if you're thinking about selling a property, we'd love to talk to you. Commercial, vacant land, and residential properties. And we rank in the top 100 out of 25,000 teams here in Tampa Bay. So we're going to help you sell faster for more money utilizing our innovations with radio, TV, and internet marketing. Now, we're also a consumer advocate. Everything we do here on the show is all geared towards being a consumer advocate, helping you understand your buying decisions, helping you avoid a lot of the scams, and protect your money, you know, protect your wallet in a lot of cases. So we do that by bringing on all of these great expert contributors, attorneys, CPAs, financial advisors. And today we got one of our favorites and one of our best, Alex Lima, Black Belt Fitness and Martial Arts, in studio. And we're going to talk about self-defense and, of course, protecting your assets, protecting your home, protecting the family. Alex Lima, welcome back.
What's up, my man? Always great to be here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good to have you, man. So a lot of stuff to get to, like always. I want to just jump right into some of these different stories as we saw the Durham report came out this week. And, you know, again, just completely exonerating Trump. There was no Russia collusion. And it's also shedding light on the left and their lies once again. I'm just going to play a quick clip and then we'll comment on this.
The Department of Justice released Special Counsel John Durham's long-awaited report on Monday on the origins of the FBI's investigation into the now disproven Trump-Russia collusion narrative. And the report leveled some damning allegations against the Bureau. Daily Wire reporter Tim Pierce is here to break down the report. Hey, Tim. So it took more than 2 years, but it's finally complete, and it really shreds Operation Crossfire Hurricane. What's the main takeaway here?
Hey, John. The report is lengthy, over 300 pages. But the point that Durham drives home and the details of the report make clear is that the FBI's actions regarding its investigation into Trump's 2016 campaign, Crossfire Hurricane, were utterly unsupported by the evidence. FBI officials went against their own rules to push that investigation forward. At the same time, Durham said the FBI exhibited a double standard in the way it handled intelligence that the Clinton campaign had schemed to tie Trump to Russia to distract from Hillary's email scandal. Durham directly attacked the integrity of FBI officials involved in the Trump-Russia investigation. He wrote that new rules implemented by the FBI after the Crossfire Hurricane debacle are useless if the Bureau has abandoned the FBI's guiding principles of fidelity, bravery, and integrity. Despite all that, Durham's report does not recommend any more prosecutions over Crossfire Hurricane.
Yeah, so why, you know, it's like, where's the accountability? But it goes on to talk about, so again, yeah, fidelity, bravery, integrity, that's what they're supposed to be. There's not much integrity in what they did. And then also British intelligence basically came and said, hey, that they questioned where they were going with that. So British intelligence knew about it. So, you know, you look at Trump, they spied on his campaign. They had these hoaxes going on throughout. Not only, you know, is it election interference, but it's also, you know, illegal prosecution in a lot of ways.
This is just absolutely crazy. Like you said, where is the accountability, right? And you know,
a little closer to the mic.
Where's the accountability? You know, little side note, funny enough, just probably about, I'd say less than a month ago, purchased a readable copy of the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah.
It's completely unconstitutional.
Yeah.
You know, what's happening here, the government, our leaders, literally weaponize their resources to attack and defame a man. You know, so my thing is, again, I'd really like to actually get Jason Kobol's perspective on this.
Yep.
Can he not sue them for defamation of character?
Right.
I mean, that is absolutely crazy. Complete lies. You completely, you know, it was smoke and mirrors to distract from a greater, stronger, more negative agenda going on.
Yep.
This is wrong. That's some scary stuff that they are that powerful. And that's, our Constitution was put in place for the government to not be that powerful and to be able to do things like this.
It's so bloated.
It's wrong. It's very wrong.
Yeah, the government's bloated. The budgets are bloated. The number of employees. I mean, the number of employees, I don't know it right offhand, but it's an amazing number. If you pull that up, it's crazy. But I thought Matt Gaetz had a good point here. Matt Gaetz said that Democrats should want to reform the FBI since it's been used against them. Also, not that long ago. And the article goes on. He was on Newsmax talking to the Right Squad, but he stated that they should take an interest in reforming the FBI in the wake of the Durham report, because the FBI has been weaponized against people of the left before, and called for rescinding new funding for the headquarters. So I guess Pelosi had passed $325 million to fund a new FBI headquarters in D.C., but he goes on to say that not too long ago, the right-wing FBI was a right-wing organization weaponized against civil rights leaders. Remember with Martin Luther King,
yeah.
A lot of people say, you know, John F. Kennedy, that was they were behind that. That's bad for civil people, civil liberties, and the firings. And also this FISA court, you know, basically a private court where they can put against, put up, again, this was a fake dossier that was utilized to create this whole snowball effect.
Yeah, I mean, again, that was almost, I don't want to say verbatim, but they said it right there. It's been weaponized. That was better articulated in more detail. But, you know, in summary, it's been weaponized, and that's wrong. I mean, are people really okay here in the United States living in a nation, living in a world,
right,
where this, like, these tyrannical things can happen to you? Invasion, yep, of your privacy, weaponization, yep, of your government resources that are supposed to be protecting us, or at least that's the way it was sold to me, man.
Right. We're vulnerable.
These things are supposed to be in place to protect me, my rights, my family, my money, my nation, my jobs, my schooling, my education, you know,
yep,
us.
That's right.
And they're not being utilized this way. No. Not everything. Now, I'm not going to say that every program across the board is a complete fail and a lie.
Yeah.
But a lot is. I mean, that's why, you know, again, back to, man, props. Thank God that I'm blessed that I was born and I live here in Florida.
Yep.
And we have DeSantis as our leadership.
Yep.
And the things that he's signing into place. And basically, I love what he's doing. He's basically making it like where Florida is unlivable if you're like a leftist.
Right.
You know, it's like, well, we don't do this, we don't do that. You can't, if you're illegal, you can't get a job here. No, we're not going to have these woke agendas and trans stuff in school. So go to another state where they are doing it.
But it also shows you, though, again, it's the left lies, right? So they're going to say, oh, they're banning books in Florida. What kind of books are they banning? Let's take a look at this. Let's read it. And it's talks about, you know, it goes into some sexual graphic stuff about the girls V and the guys going into the, like, those are books that we don't want our 3 and 4 and 5 year old.
It's inappropriate.
Kindergarten age kids, children. Kindergarten kids. So they just lie about it. The same thing with the voting. Whenever they move the All-Star game, I mean, you basically pick a topic and they lie. They just flat out lie about it. But I want to move to the southern border. If you just joined us, we're talking with Alex Lima, Black Belt Fitness and Martial Arts. I'm your host, Brandon Rhymes, and we touch on some of these topics because, you know, we just feel it's relevant, and these are things that we want to get to here. And it comes down to self-defense, too, Alex. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But this southern border is just such another major issue that, you know, under Trump had it sealed off to a certain extent. There were about 1,000 apprehensions a day. Now that number is tripled, quadrupled. I mean, you name it, the numbers are high. And, of course, with Title 42 going away, here's a story. It says a large group of migrants surrendered to the Border Patrol agents in Eagle Pass, Texas. A group totaling nearly 300 migrants crossed the Rio Grande, Eagle Pass Saturday, despite heavy rains, thunderstorms, inclement weather. They went on to say that there nearly 170 of them were Venezuelans. The heavy downpour kind of slowed down that process. But I do have a clip from Senator Ted Cruz I want to play about, because this speaks to the lies and misrepresentations of the left again.
I pulled out my cell phone and I began taking pictures and recording it. And the Biden DHS had sent this little political operative who jumped in front of the camera and tried to block me. And she was the right hand to the head of CBP. And her job was prevent the American people from seeing the disaster they were creating. And so, I kind of laughed and said, well, you're about to make yourself famous. And I think that video that I took on my cell phone, because they wouldn't let news cameras in, it ran on just about every news station.
It did. It did.
And it showed, and at one point she was yelling at me, respect these people, respect these their dignity. And I said, you respect these people. You're the one that have locked them up in cages like animals, and you leave. They were stacked. You saw children shoulder to shoulder lying on the floor on mats with silver reflective blankets. there was a rate of COVID positivity among the kids that was through the roof, and the Biden policies kept having thousands upon thousands and ultimately millions of people coming.
Yeah, so this we all know this is a veiled opportunity or action to bring in more voters. They're going to one thing that they try to do that they're going to do is in many cases they'll try to enable these folks to be able to vote, and they give them free cell phones, free food, free rooms, free hospital rooms. By the way, they just kicked health insurance. They just kicked out a bunch of veterans in New York out of hotel rooms. I guess they have some kind of a program. There was a nonprofit that contacted the New York Post. I heard about this on Mike Gallagher's show, and so it's been checked. But they have these hotel rooms that I guess, you know, if there's extra vacancy, hey, yeah, sure, we'll let the homeless folks stay in here for a while. They kicked out the homeless veterans, people that served our country, people that maybe, you know, lost an arm or a leg or a foot or whatever, in favor of these illegals. But they were just talking about in that clip, you know, respect these people. You know, so when you look at it, to me, it's a ruthless and relentless agenda. It's a win at all cost agenda in my mind.
Yeah, it's a twisting of words, and like they often do, is it's extreming certain bullet points. You know? I want to be very clear. Like I have a heart. We have a heart. You and I have hearts. We're good people. I consider us good people, anyways.
Yep.
Whatever other people may think, but we want to see people doing well. It's not that we don't want these people, these immigrants, to not have a fair shake at life. It's not that I understand completely. They live in a not great place, or they're from a not great place, and they want better for themselves or their family. But that is not the case across the board of what is coming through.
Yeah,
they just had that guy that he was on the FBI he was a terrorist on the FBI watch list. Did you see that?
Yep.
He came through.
Several of those.
We got him. We caught him. But that's one of how many. You know how many actually got through?
Yeah,
dude, we don't have the numbers on that.
Well, it's American sovereignty too. You don't have a country if you don't have a border, and that's unfortunate. You know, right now we don't have a southern border. It's even happening in the north from what I hear too. But yeah, it's you know, we do have a heart. We want these people, but I also have a heart for people in America. What happened to the folks in Ohio with the train derailment? I wonder how they're being treated, right? There's a lot of these different places. There's America first, right? Let's make America first. Let's focus on our people, not the, you know, I think Trump said on the CNN town hall the other night, it's something they try to claim. The left says it's something like 3 or 4 million. He says it's closer to 15 million that have already got into our country.
Yeah. So that's kind of where I was going with that too, is I feel for these people, but now is not the time.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of things going on in the U.S., man. The value of the dollar. We got, let's face it, enemies on the outside teaming up together. All these nations coming together to defunct our currency. Joining their militaries and things together, getting reconnaissance information on us via balloons and TikTok and other things, right?
Yep.
Now is not the time to be worrying about or playing with pronouns and immigrants and like all these other stuff.
There are
greater factors. There are greater things at play that we need to focus on.
We're about to get sucker punched is what I think.
If you don't pay attention, you will. That's how you get sucker punched. You're looking one way and then you get clipped on the other side. I've been there. I've been there in the street getting sucker punched, you know?
I fear that it's a setup for 24 to where they're going to allow some type of an invasion and blame it on China, blame it on Russia, whoever. I feel that certain factions of our government are involved in that already. I mean, let's look at it. Let's look at the laptop. Look at all the money being sent through all the different corporations being reported. I mean, this is reported on Fox News. This is not breaking here, but let's take a quick break there. When we come back, I want to talk more about self-defense with Alex Lima and what you should do in these different situations. We got a Marine charged for second degree. I'm looking for it here. What was it? He put the subway guy in the chokehold here, this thug on the subway in New York, and he's being charged now. 24-year-old Daniel Perry. We're going to talk about that story. And self-defense with Alex Lima, Black Belt Fitness and Martial Arts, coming up here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Make sure you follow us online. We'd love to connect at Brandon Rhymes 1, at CQB Show on Instagram, as well as ConsumerQB.com. We'll be right back.
This is Warwick Dunn, and you're listening to the Real Estate Quarterback Show, hosted by my man, Brandon Rhymes.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-917-1894, online at ConsumerQB.com.
P Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider who shares your values. They offer the very best nationwide coverage on 4G and 5G LTE networks and exceptional 100% U.S.-based customer support. Patriot Mobile offers discounts for veterans and first responders, NRA members, and families with multiple lines. Learn more at patriotmobile.com/consumerQB. That's patriotmobile.com/consumerQB. Or if you'd like to give us a call, you can reach out at 727-263-3707. That's 727-263-3707. And we'd be happy to tell you more about Patriot Mobile.
Selling commercial or residential property? Don't leave money on the table. List with the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. I'm Brandon Rimes. Reach me at 813-670-7372 or PlatinumMVPTeam.com.
You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, online at ConsumerQB.com. Brandon is Tampa Bay's number one consumer advocate for real estate and financial advice. Call Brandon today at 813-917-1894.
All right, we're back. Brandon Rimes here with Alex Lima, Black Belt Fitness and Martial Arts. We're going to dive into this story from the Manhattan DA's office. They chose to charge Marine who put Jordan Neely in a chokehold in a New York subway. So this is another long tail of these different stories, the similar stories that you see happen where, you know, the person that is either defending themselves or in this case, he was defending a carload of train load of, bystanders, innocent bystanders from this thug who has a long rap sheet, broke a woman's jaw, has a noted. And again, probably back to mental health. It's probably, again, another situation where it should be a mental health situation, not attacking the guns like, of course, the left always loves to do. But anyways, he goes in to talk about how he surrendered to the 5th District Precinct at request of New York County District's Attorney. He also did so voluntary with his dignity, he says, grateful for serving his nation. The city is currently grappling with significant tension following the May 1st killing of Neely, 30-year-old, who had a lengthy mental health concerns, 42 arrests. I mean, come on, 42 arrests, the Post Resort reported. And he goes on to talk about how they're seeking charges. Legal experts think that instead the grand jury put the decision on the grand jury. So anyways, here you have a Marine, Alex, and he's looking at this guy basically losing his mind on the train, puts him in a chokehold. The guy unfortunately passes away. And, and by the way, I haven't seen a toxicology report. I wonder if there were drugs in his system. What else was maybe the cause of this? Probably not a clean bill of health on this guy as far as that goes either.
Yeah, I mean, we can't confirm that. But so there's a couple things there. One is, so let's go to the Marine for a second. I apologize for not really knowing his name and backstory too much, but
Daniel Perry.
Okay, so he is someone who was trained to protect and defend. He is trained to recognize threats, evaluate if a threat is truly a threat, and then take that threat head on. And I believe that's what he did in this instance here. He doesn't come off, or at least what I've seen from the training and stuff, or from the videos, that he doesn't look like someone that's just a sociopath that just decided to jump on somebody's neck.
Yeah.
Okay. You have somebody who has a history, going to the other guy now, has a history of being violent, has thrown people, from what I hear, to the railroad tracks. He's punched an elderly person or woman, broke their orbital socket. Like, just all around not a good person.
Yeah, Jordan Neely. Yep.
You know, and my thing is this, too. This is another thing that's a theory, because I wasn't there, right? So typically people that ride subways, you frequent riding the subway. Right. So I don't think this is either guy's, obviously, their first time being on the subway. I would imagine, too, this Marine had seen this guy before be aggressive on the subway before, something like
could
that,
be.
Too.
Yep.
So now you're seeing somebody who has a history of being violent. You've seen him get one way before. Dude, I don't know. I'm the kind of person, I'm with him, that I would like to think that in a moment like that, I'm gonna take action. I can't wait to see if he's going to pull out a gun, start killing people, or whatever he's going to do.
Right.
So he took action. Now, unfortunately, his actions ended up being lethal. But if you watch the videos, because they like to cut the video short, after he let go of the choke and stood up, he actually went to go check on the guy. And the guy was moving and stuff. He helped to put him in what we call in medicine as the recovery position, the left lateral recumbent. Put him on his side so in case he threw up when he woke up, let blood flow start getting back to him. So he tried to help this guy as well. He didn't have like lethal intentions.
No.
At least it doesn't appear that way.
Absolutely.
But he's also in New York, and that's a horrible place to be caught in a situation in the legal system because the way they are about self-defense and
weaponry of course.
And stuff. So it's, just like, terrible.
Just like Kyle Rittenhouse, he had, you know, very similar. We've talked about this before. I want to move to this clip, too, about with Dennis Prager. He's talking with Charlie Kirk because, in the Bible it says an eye for an eye.
Yeah.
It's a lot of times misunderstood what that actually means. And you know, with Prager, he actually speaks Hebrew, reads Hebrew. We can translate it. But it's interesting because this kind of plays along with our friend Bernie Jocks with what they did in the state of Florida with the death penalty.
In the American context or the kind of current modern context, the idea of eye for an eye has been completely discarded in the sense where they say, you know, we must have criminal justice reform. Or we must not have the exact justice upon you. So how do you take that teaching? Because as you write in your essay, you can't just chop somebody's, you know, leg off for a leg. You have to then use prudence and wisdom.
Right. So in the case of eye for an eye, the only one that was ever meant literally is life for a life. And most people, even Christians and Jews who know their Bible, don't remember this. When God creates the world, he gives very few laws. Genesis has almost no laws. All the laws are in the later four books. One of them is, if a human being takes another human's life, by humans shall his life be shed, for in the image of God, man is created. In other words, if you don't take the life of a, and it's clear constantly, it has to be premeditated murder. But if
So it's premeditated murder. And even with the Ten Commandments, it's not thou shalt not kill, it's thou shalt not murder. Right, because you can kill in self-defense, right? That's an allowed action. So it's not thou shalt not kill, and it's not an eye for an eye. You know, sometimes people think that. But Prager, what an awesome person. You know, providence and wisdom. You know, that's the difference between some of these, call them liberals that go to Harvard or whatever school, get these fancy degrees, but they have no wisdom. They don't have any of that biblical truth backing them. But yeah, the idea of life for a life, death penalty, Bernie Jocks, they just passed that in Florida. Now it doesn't have to be a unanimous decision for death penalty for that. For example, the shooter down in Parkland.
Yeah.
Now they passed this law to where it's just a majority.
Majority decision.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's really hard to, especially in that scenario, to have 12 people agree on that, especially in today's.
Yeah, it just takes one snowflake, and now
it takes
you're off.
One, and then now you have the hung jury, and it's not going to happen. And so bad for those families in the past that they didn't see justice or whatever they felt, And then here we are, where we have been in the past, anyways, paying to maintain these people that we know without a doubt committed these heinous crimes, But I want to be clear too, it's not like I'm all for, even though I'm the self-defense guy, and listen, I'm not scared to get in a fight, and I've been in my fights, and I've choked people out in the street too. Thank God it didn't turn lethal, But I don't want to see these things. I don't want violent things happening. We don't want, but we live in a world where it is a factor. It's not something that's just unavoidable, So you have to be prepared for it.
And that's why you have the rule of law. When you have these rules and you have these laws and you have the justice happen and you have the consequences to the actions, that's when that's a deterrent. But what they've done in California, the $999, you go in and steal stuff, these over and over, we see these Soros-backed DAs allowing these criminals off. Again, it's just like Neely with 42 priors. They're letting these people off, so it's emboldening the criminals. And like we said before with the police, they're like, hey, it's not worth my $42,000 or $68,000 a year to get,
Yeah, I'm with you. You're absolutely right. These people don't have a fear of repercussions.
Yeah, and that's
and
the
there
key.
There needs to be a healthy fear of repercussions.
Absolutely. Alex Lima, Black Belt Fitness and Martial Arts. Find him online. Also, thanks to attorney Millie Thanason as well. Another great show. We want you to please go out there and consider committing a random act of kindness. Do something kind for one another. Be a force for good in the community and pray for our country. Lord knows we need it now. Thank you so much for joining us on the Consumer Quarterback Show, ConsumerQB.com.
You've been listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes. Whether it's real estate, consumer, or financial advice, let Brandon call your next play. Call Brandon Rimes at 813-917-1894. That's 813-917-1894. Online at ConsumerQB.com. And join us next time for the Consumer Quarterback Show. We'll be right back.